starts jargon in this town. She said, nah, 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 nah. He said, la, 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 la. Each generation poet turned assassin.
New music from the brothers Steve came out in 2019. Conveniently, none of them are brothers, but there is one member actually named Steve. Name of the song there was a Beat Generation Poet Turned Assassin. Before the brothers Steve, it was Nikki and the Corvettes doing Just What I Need. Album came out back in the early 1980s on the Bomp record label, so I think that just right there, if you're familiar with anything that Bomp put out, would be like, well, I'm pretty sure it's going to have a good beat to it. It's probably going to be some power pop, too. Nikki and the Corvettes, not on my radar until, it's probably 10 years now, probably even plus 10 years, sadly. She came and played the Brillo Box and went to that show, and it was a good time. I'll tell you more about that show a little bit later on. More fun stories from How That Show Goes. Speaking of fun stories from How That Show Goes, Zowie in there. Pittsburgh's own now defunct Swankadelic spy rock band, Zowie with a Napoleon Complex. And speaking of spy rock, what about Spies Who Surf? Band out of Chicago doing Focus's Hocus Pocus to start off that entire set of music. We're about 2 minutes before you get to the top of the hour. Before I get to that, I want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee, they are a small batch roaster. They're a cafe and a bakery, and they're located at 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the middle of Penn Circle in East Liberty. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. To find out more information, you can be fueled by Zeke's by going to zekescoffeepgh.com. Got more music coming up. If you've got a request for a future show, send me an email at WRCTRequest.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Courts in session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every week Every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30, rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got going on for you tonight. And we are going to have a great time. A lot of great requests. You know, we are doing our nightly guilty pleasure, and I'm stuck between two requests. Two of them, I don't know which one I'm going to go with. Got a bunch this week, but two stood out, and a little after nine, I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to play. You know, tonight's show is brought to you in part by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, you can visit their website at sidecar412.com. Sidecar Bakery, our sponsor for this first hour of tonight's show. So we've got a great show tonight. We're going to play your requests. Got something you want to hear? Well, give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT, and I'll get on the air for you. You know, next week, we're going to have Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's going to be joining us. And the week after that, we're going to be playing a world premiere of the brand new release from Thor. So lots of good stuff cooking. I'm excited, and let's have a great time tonight. So we're going to kick off tonight's show with a request going out to Tammy in Fox Chapel. Get over to that radio, get over to that stereo, get to that computer, turn up the volume. This is brand new from Billy Crane. This is Something Worth Fighting For, WRCT 88.3 FM.
Love the tanks, charge 25 a day. That's one every hour. Can't you help come and fight PTSD? Something worth fighting for.
That voice of Jolynn Turner with Rainbow, going back to 1981. Can't Let You Go on a little bit scratchy British 12-inch single, but boy, does that sound good. Before that, Queen, going back to the late 80s from The Miracle, and that was Breakthrough. And we opened it all up with a request for the new music, the new single from Billy Crane from The Outlaws, as Something Worth Fighting For, going out to all of our brothers, all the men and women who have served and are suffering from PTSD. Great tune, great request. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got some good stuff coming up. We got some requests to get to. 412-268-9728 is the number to call. So did you know that kids who spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful, and with any luck, funnier adults? A corny dad joke is one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids. So take a moment to make a moment and make your kid laugh today, because dad jokes rule. Visit fatherhood.gov. That's brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT. And I'll tell you what, I don't have to do corny dad jokes. My kids just laugh at me all the time. So, I never know why. Oh, boy. So, Kenny Wayne Shepherd joining Courts in Session next week. He's got a brand new album. We debuted this single last week, and it's a good one. New album's called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. This is called Best of Times. Kenny Wade Shepherd, right here on 88.3 FM.
Too much on honored to be here to celebrate Willie's 85th birthday. One of my favorite humans in the world. So nice to be here with you guys. Willie said one time that a good song is nothing but three chords and the truth. I don't know if he made that up, but I heard him say it. And this next song right here, it's got three chords in it. And it's a true story about one night that I got to hang out with Willie. It all started when the show was over and we were in a big line. Everybody had their arms around each other. We're getting ready to take a bow. And everybody else was saying things like, hey, that was a great show, man. And, you know, beautiful crowd tonight. And, you know, it's best ever, all that kind of stuff. And then Willie's right next to me and he leans over and he says, hey, you want to go to my house and play some poker? I said, hell yeah. Sounds amazing. So this is a song I wrote. It's called Willie Got Me Stoned and Took All My Money. There you go. Well, Willie got me stoned and took all my money. I was $50 up, but then my mind went funny. It didn't really help that I didn't know the rules of the game. And it probably didn't help that I couldn't remember my name after Willie got me stoned and took all my cash. One high-low split, but then he kicked my ass. He gave me knuckles across the table, but then my mind went blurry. And just like a puff of smoke, all my cash went up in a hurry after Willie got me stoned, took me for everything I had. I had to walk home, I had no money for a cab. I didn't have the heart to ask anybody for a ride. And nobody in the room seemed any condition to drive after Willie got a stone. He took away my mind. He sent me back to the kiddie table. He took away my pride. And now I'm sitting here with my band again, just feeling like a joker. Just thinking about how bad I really suck at playing poker. And thinking about my pockets, was Willie the one who broke them? And would I really take a toke if they rolled Willie up and they smoked him? Hell yes, I would. And I know it might sound funny, but Willie got me stoned and took all of my. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Hell yes, I would. And I know it might sound funny, but Willie got me stoned and took all. Sing along with me. Of my Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Hell yes, I would. And I know it might sound funny, but Willie got me stoned and took all of my money. Right on. Have a great night, you guys. Nice to be here with you. Thank you.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
Farm Safe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Is Eric playing that guitar rock again? Well, that's enough of that. I'm DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Howdy, y'all. This is Jim Dandy with the Old Black Oak Arkansas Bunch, and just sitting here ready to tell you what we feel about all these stories you've always heard about heroin. But we believe they're all true. You can't put stuff like that in your body. That's against our nature. So let's all try to get an up state of mind. Can't go wrong there. Well, see y'all another day.
smile. It's good to get high and never come down. It's good to be king of your own little town. Yeah, the world. To make friends, it's good to meet girls, a sweet little queen who can't run away. It's good to be king, whatever it pays. Excuse me if I have some place in my mind. Where I go time to time.
I never get tired of that. Moonshine, Jim Dandy, Mangrum. Black Oak, Arkansas. And that set of music you just heard, New Black Oak, Arkansas. If you're just tuning in, if you're in the car and you've got the scan button on the radio and you found us, well, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Getting some great calls tonight. Just makes my night. All of you guys calling in, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT is the number to call. Tell me what you want to hear. That set of music. Start off with new Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I said this, we're going to have him on next week. He is coming to the Palace Theater in March. And what a terrific guitarist he is, but underrated songwriter. He is a great songwriter. If you own any Kenny Wayne Shepherd albums, you know it's not just his playing, it's the total package. That's what he is. After that, live Jack Johnson going out by request, and I'm kicking myself because I can't find my note of where I wrote down who called for that, but that was Willie Got Me Stoned. And live Jack Johnson. And then, as I said, new music from Black Oak, Arkansas. The new album's called The Devil's Jukebox. And Jim Dandy is the last original member of the band. His longtime partner in crime, co-songwriter, and rhythm guitarist Ricky Reynolds passed about 2 years ago. But new music, and boy, they sound great. And that was lead guitarist from Blackfoot playing some of those great licks. Of course, cover of Neil Young's Southern Man, and then going out by request to a lady who can get a song on the radio anytime on the air, going out to my beautiful wife, wanting to hear some Tom Petty with It's Good to Be King. So every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you're just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org. That's goodgoes.org. And find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by the Save the Children organization and your friends right here at WRCT. So a few months ago, Steve Lukather from Toto released a new album. The album's called Bridges. And EJL was late to the game. I only recently discovered it, somehow went under my radar, and that's crazy because I'm a big Luke fan. He's one of the most in-demand session guitarists, and he's just terrific. So from the new album Bridges, give this a listen. New Steve Lukather, this is Far From Over.
I'm so wasted. Do you believe it's true? shaking feeling, 'cause that's the way she likes to fly. Going on forever, oh yeah, knowing that's the reason why. She said, tonight is a wonderful time to fall in.
Self-aware, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey!
what a doodle do.